Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our very first bigger show at the movies.
Wowie wow.
We are going to start doing this series in which Cameron and I record a live commentary for a movie. Sweet.
It could be horrible. Sweet it could be
action. I mean, it might work.
The best thing you've ever experienced.
It might not. So currently we're booting up. We're getting the movie ready here.
What movie is it? Tell us about the movie.
We are going to watch the... Let me get my year right here. The 2001 classic 13 Ghosts. Cameron, why did you want to pick... Why was this your pick for the first movie?
I remember even as a teenager being like, this is garbage.
I don't think that this movie is that bad. I actually kind of like this movie.
Okay. Well, that'll make this all the more interesting.
So, we're currently on our DVD menu, and you can watch along with us. We're going to start in 3, 2, 1, play movie. Oh, God. Here we go.
Here we are. Okay, we should mention this was following, the relative success of House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah.
And so this is a remake, right?
Yes.
Okay.
13 Ghosts is a remake.
Is it another Vincent Price, or...?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Don't hate us out there in movie land.
We can't know everything.
Is that too loud for you? Am I good?
No, that's good.
Okay. Oh, it's only one channel anyway. It's the only thing that sucks about this splitter.
Yeah, well. Let's not complain too much, shall we?
Ooh, scary cuz. This looks like the set from Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4 and 3. It's not, but it looks like it. Fluttery tape. This movie is steeped in atmosphere.
Well, there's a lot of fog happening. It's very still fog, too, which is impressive.
What's that for? Uh-oh.
Oh, they said not to do that.
That was a no-no.
Please, no. Do you see all the sparks? Is that like
from hitting a fence?
Is that a real thing?
I don't think that that happens.
Hmm. Okay, tell me. I need to know why I'm here pretty soon.
Where did the flares come from? Things don't...
After Effects is the answer to that question.
Did they have After Effects in 01?
They had effects that they put in after.
So. Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Government SUVs. Okay, they're kooky guys. I'll take this, you take that, you put this in the ground. Alright, I'm reflective.
They're a well-oiled machine.
Yes.
And here comes an old-timey car. Oh, Jesus.
Three headlights.
Because two is not going to get the job done in the olden times.
Yes. Ooh, I like this cane, cape.
Cane and cape combo. Surely
he's a man outside of time, I think.
Uh-oh. Who's this? Matthew Lillard.
Oh, boy. Look at that sweater.
What happened to him? Is he dead? Is Matthew Lillard dead?
I feel like I saw him in something recently and it was a serious role and he was good.
Is he a 13 ghost?
He may be
the 14th. Is he the 15th ghost?
I feel like I know this guy with the beard. This man outside of town. Outside of time.
He was in a recent episode of Louie and it was very disturbing.
Mm.
Recently. Aw,
my pills.
Was he trying to catch them with his mouth? Ah!
It's an odd reaction.
For what? What are we doing? I'm turning this up.
Do it.
I need to hear this better. Oh.
Look at... What is this weird, clear raincoat?
That's one thing I never understood, was their stupid clear raincoats. For style?
What?
They're not for practicality. Do you need to see a ghost through your coat?
Like, okay, is this what happens when he doesn't take his meds, or is just...
He's a psychic.
All right.
Oh, killer ghosts.
Oh, because he does that, right.
Killer ghosts.
I can't get over this turtleneck. That is a hell of a thing.
It's Velma. He borrowed it from the set of Scooby-Doo.
Jinkies.
This is actually a
Bringing It Around, Matthew Lillard played Shaggy.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Okay, well.
That's why I said he got it from the set of Scooby-Doo.
Oh, because I thought you...
Christ.
All right.
Oh, car.
Ghosts are doing this, correct?
Yes.
Am I correct on assuming
Or
that?
Incompetent employees.
Right. Dogs, maybe? He's got the Garth Brooks microphone.
He's got the Christopher Walken Dead Zone.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Or the Michael Anthony Hall, whichever one you prefer. Or Anthony Michael Hall. Which one is it? Michael Anthony Michael?
Both. Anthony Hopkins is who you're... I think you're...
No. No, not at all. Who are these? Is that Bruce Jenner? Because that looks like Bruce Jenner.
He's a little Jennery.
Oh, maybe they left the flares.
Maybe. I don't think this guy is really in a position to call people quaint or question what they're carrying around.
He has money. Anybody.
He has a cape and a cane.
Anybody who has money can say whatever they want any time.
It's true. Whatever facial hair they desire.
I'm sorry, did he say please for the children?
I don't want to hear about those ghosts.
Wednesday 13th.
Breaker. Horace Breaker.
His name is Cyrus. Again, he's a man outside of time.
Cyrus Criticos.
Is that Latin?
Greek.
Oh.
Stupid.
Sorry, I'm not brushed up on my Greek.
I'm sorry.
You know what I say about Greek? It's all Greek to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, blood truck.
Blood truck.
Blood truck. Shitting me.
Hold on, did you just have this memorized or you just knew he was going to say that?
No, I have that part memorized. Because okay. Even when I first saw this, it's so ridiculous. Here we go. Ghost goggles.
Blood goggles?
The original was directed by William Castle, who was known for kind of his crazy theater techniques. And he actually had ghost...
He sprayed blood.
He sprayed the audience with Bosco syrup. No, he had ghost viewers. And, like, if you looked through them, like, they were kind of like 3D glasses.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, he had a ghost, focus group. Like, do ghosts like this movie? Will they go see it?
No.
No was the answer.
That was the answer to that question.
They felt like it was racist against ghosts. This guy's head accessories are,
he's got a cane... Leather gloves, driving gloves.
Garth Brooks microphone. He does. And then, like, those basketball glasses.
Oh, ghost stuff. This guy.
They're a reverse fall. Ooh. There. Oh, bloody.
Gusty. Ghost cam.
Ghost POV.
He's trying to...
Is he
fuck
humping?
That car.
Oh, no, that's not what he's
that's
doing.
That's not how you fuck a car. I'll show you how you fuck a car. Oh.
Is that a ghost?
Okay, yeah. And here's, honestly, I'm being in all seriousness. You can say that the makeup effects in this movie are incredible.
Okay.
The ghosts look so good.
We'll see if I say that. This is very much a product of its time with the editing.
With the camera work and the editing. Everything sounds like they're ripping a wet fart. Yeah. Why would you run into the box?
Well, they didn't cut this film, someone just rip it. Like, that's the sound of them ripping the celluloid.
Here's something that always bothered me about this part. So yeah. The ghost destroys this guy. But later on, the body is not in the box anymore. They don't open it. Where did the body go?
Is there maybe... Nah, I've got nothing for you.
Nope.
The ghost takes him with him because he's gone too.
I guess so.
Ghost dimension.
The ghost dimension. Get your pills. Uh-oh, what happened to Cyrus?
Oh, what was that tongue movement? Was he directed to do that? That was
not okay, good. You're going to want to lick your lips like a three-toed sloth.
He's like a Bruce Jenner, Val Kilmer in his heyday kind of thing going on.
That's a baby they should have smothered.
Oh my gosh. What have we created?
Oh,
he didn't make it either.
Here. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Okay. When the time is right. And happy times.
Happy family flashback time.
Is the female lead played by somebody semi-famous?
Yeah, that's...
Yes, it's, that's, what's her face?
Shannon Saucerman?
I'm pretty sure she looked at the camera a moment ago.
Who is that? What's her name? She was in American Pie.
More better, she was in Jan Son Bob Strike Back.
Yes, she was. You're right.
She was the sweet one.
Here's the thing. She's too good looking for Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, well, not saying much.
He's a gremlin. Oh, nice. Matthew Lillard right over my family pictures.
Yes.
Shannon Elizabeth.
So there you go. Two first names.
Cameron Bruce.
Bruce is not my last name. But thanks for noticing.
Shut up. Cameron Childs.
Yes.
My buddy Childs McFadden.
Any name with a Mick in it is definitely made up.
DJ McHale.
Yes. Definitely made up.
F. Murray Abraham. He played Salieri in Amadeus. That's why he's familiar.
Oh, okay.
Not to you. Though.
Christine Sheeks is familiar because she was in the Confederate States of America.
No, she was not. KMB effects did all the effects.
CSA, buddy.
KMB effects.
These, I will say that the titles are ahead of their time because that's like a big thing now. Is the
No, I don't like this.
But I'm saying it's like they're in the scene. Oh, right. Man. I don't know what you call that, but.
For those of you who don't know, what's currently happening is there's a big flashback.
Everything's going wrong.
In which Tony Shalhoub, his house burns with his wife in it, and now he and his children live in a fucking shithole in the city. Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Floating titles everywhere.
Everywhere, and it's a goddamn nuisance.
You're constantly reminded of who it was produced by.
Who their terrible house fire was
produced
by.
This is not a look that expresses sorrow. It's more just ennui. It's a tough one to convey. I'll give him that. But, oh, that's a burned picture.
Why would you take that?
Why would you keep it?
Here's the thing.
Okay. I want to know a thing. And
would
we
the
can't...
insurance not cover everything?
I think that's one of those things, like floods. Nobody covers fires.
Even a fire that took the life of your wife?
Not so much.
Here we go. Annoying kid number 792 in movies.
Is he making? It's like burnt potatoes.
Oh, gosh.
And who is that?
Annoying black nanny.
Hold on.
Staple of...
All his stuff is past due. He has a nanny.
Yeah.
Are those nanny bills?
All of his nanny bills are past due. But she has a place to live, so she allows it.
And yet Shannon Elizabeth is cooking.
What is the maid doing?
Really. She's trying to look right.
Oh, have you tasted Maggie's cooking? Oh, who's this now?
Slow walker, I think.
Why?
Look at those teeth.
Blueberry on the fridge. There we go. Whoa.
Nice.
Hey ho, Mr. Edgar Allan Poe. What are you
doing? Hiya, razor!
Shy.
Be mad at that, Tony Shalhoub, I dare you.
because my wife is dead.
Okay, again, we've got so many snacks in this house. We have a nanny, and I saw bottled water on top of the fridge. This isn't a family in trouble. This is a family that doesn't know how to manage money.
And canned Coke and Minute Maid orange juice.
Yes. Just...
I didn't have these things growing up.
Right. Take it easy on the grocery shopping.
Hey, survival of the fittest. If the kid wants to eat, there are rats. You live in the city.
This is survival of the shittest. I don't know. I just felt like saying that.
This guy's eyes always creep me out.
Are they moving in slow motion?
No.
No. Oh.
666, Mark of the Beast.
Yeah, his eyes are a little dead.
Right?
Dead shark eyes.
Head. Pay attention.
So, Cyrus is his brother.
Is huh?
Cyrus is his...
Yeah, okay. Uncle.
Uncle.
You get it?
Okay, yeah.
No, his uncle. Your uncle, Cyrus.
The kid's uncle.
Sure. No. Tony Shalhoub's uncle. He said, your uncle's estate.
Oh, if you're watching this, it can only mean one thing.
That I'm dead. Look at this terrible
Let me light this cigarette
low res first. Video.
Yes!
What is with the universal spinning globe there?
I don't know.
That's me.
He has more than a passing resemblance to Gimli.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
This is pre-Gimli. This is PG. What is that?
Oh.
The plot thickens.
You heard me, bitch. Fruit of my loins. Fruit of my meaty bits. Who gives a shit?
Chill out.
Come on.
That shower's but an excuse for a shower scene, my lady.
I also had my head nearly cut off by a fucking ghost.
I love his smugness.
How are they not concerned by the terrifying images in the background on the desktop of this?
Because they are living in this crappy
Look
apartment.
Look at those horrifying screaming faces behind Cyrus.
Yes, there's an undead face.
And they're not concerned. That's not Ben Moss's background, okay? Uncle Cyrus did this. I'll see you in another life. Oh my god.
Oh.
The writing is just...
Tack shop.
No, my wife died in a horrible house fire.
Is she going to be sassy throughout?
Oh, you can guarantee it.
What is that jacket made out of?
Nehru?
I think it's made out of former Muppets.
I think it's made out... Never mind.
I don't want to know what you're about to say.
You don't want to know or do.
Pubic hair?
I was going to say his dead wife's pubic hair.
Oh my gosh. Mike. Look at this kid's blowout hair. He is ready to hit the clubs. I admire my daughter.
Mom would have freaked, but she's dead because she died in a horrible house fire.
Do we know who caused the fire? Was it Bobbert?
Oh, I think it was Grease.
Oh.
From their smelly Greek cooking.
Grease is the word, eh? Look at this guy. When's Matthew Lillard coming back?
Soon, and with vengeance.
Good. But wait!
Listen
to this more.
Let's listen to this soundtrack.
Yeah.
I can almost
that
guarantee
dynamite?
You
what is
the
it?
Name of this band was something like Hand
Blood
Fist.
Hand Fist is good. Blood Truck is better. Yeah.
What is this little coda here?
Some guest vocals. by somebody. Aaliyah? I don't know. Adventurer. Noted adventurer.
No, dies at 57 exclamation point. Who does that? Who puts an exclamation point?
I don't think they've done that since Japan surrenders. I don't know any noted adventurers, do you?
No.
I don't know any
Richard
adventurers.
Richard Branson.
Branson, yeah. Branson. Well, he's a noted zillionaire.
He's a noted crazy person, yes. And I love every minute of it. Why is Richard Branson not in this movie? Oh my god, Matthew Lillard.
An orange jumpsuit.
Oh god.
Whoa, was an extended cool.
I hate the child.
I wonder if there are like 10 O's in that cool.
Cool!
He's also calling doves, so... I don't think he's a power guy. Try what, Eric?
Try quad.
See, that's a mixture of two different
right
number things that I don't approve of.
No problem. I'm just happy for the first time since my wife died in a horrible house fire.
Freaky key. And it starts. This is what the house of a noted adventurer would look like if noted adventurers were a thing.
This is what Branson's house... They used Richard Branson's house for this movie. Hello. There are walls. They're just glass. You idiot. He liked to walk around way out. All day, every day.
Noted nudist.
A noted nudist.
Yes.
Nonetheless.
Lots of cogs.
What a fun
Are movie. They even bothering to read what it says on these windows?
Well, you can't. It's in Aramaic.
Oh.
Or something.
I would get a guy before moving in. That's just me. And samurai armor. And awful angle. And Razor scooter.
I told you to put the fucking scooter down! Not even concerned.
Not in the least.
I'm sorry. At this point, I would be... I would have noticed the fucking horrifying faces on the computer.
Yes.
And been like, I don't trust you.
What do you do is the question.
Nothing.
Because you don't cook.
She's sasses. She's the director of service and sass.
Hey, if I met somebody who was really good at sass, I'd pay him to be around.
Would you?
Yeah. Well, a little Buddha.
I'm your man.
Sassy Mike.
What?
In your dream. See, sir, that's actually not a samurai sword. That is a hairy cuckoo that is made to seppuku yourself. Those are samurai swords.
You've ruined this experiment. What have you done? Oh, close enough. Yeah.
This looks expensive. That was a very long shot.
We get to a point where there's just not a lot to say.
Yeah.
Because These people are so stupid. Just so fucking stupid.
Stop showing his face.
Doing that creepy half grin that he's doing. Oh, am I too far away?
I don't know. I just feel
I can lean up. Can you hear me out there in listener land?
God, how did he not have a stellar career with those
again? Jedis? Look at the spinny thing on the fucking floor. How is that not cause
anything's
for alarm?
Anything's better than that apartment, Mike. Early scares.
But he's...
I like an early scare.
Now you're going to get insurance. You didn't get insurance when your wife died in a horrible house fire.
Learned his lesson. That was like his
Did you
eye-muted
have to
gesture.
Do sign language? Ah, defiant children. That's funny.
Cut it out.
Cut it out. You're Black Nanny. You are an employee. You can't let the children run away.
Yes. Can't go on every little sassy, you know, whim you have. Okay, maybe you can't.
Matthew Lillard creeping around places. That's what this whole movie should be. No payoff. Just an hour and a half of Matthew Lillard creeping.
Are we starting to hear our reverse echoes?
Yes, this is where the... Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. This is where the reverse echo begins. A trope of this movie.
Yes. There it is. There it is.
Ah, my psychic brain.
Don't touch stuff, stupid. Okay, also an issue. How did he not know upon immediately stepping foot into that basement that those were containment cubes? It took him that long to realize.
Right. He did see a guy get splattered all up in there.
Right. Oh, here goes smile. There's creepy smile. There it is. Yep. He's so fucking proud of himself being cryptic.
Was that a ghost?
That was a jackal. Was that a jackal? It's a jackal.
Jackal. Hoobly.
But my wife died in a horrible house fire.
Bad deal.
Can I ask you a serious question? If somebody
You can ask me a Cyrus question.
I will ask you a Cyrus question.
Okay.
If somebody offered you that house, would you even live in it?
Again, I'm getting the guy who can read Aramaic.
First.
Does this say some stuff, or is it just like Walt Whitman poetry? Or is it...
The Road Less Traveled? That was Robert Frost. Never mind. That was Cyrus Frost.
Cyrus Vanilla Frosty. Did you know that there is such a thing as a Vanilla Frosty?
Yes, I did.
What?
I don't like
Frosties.
What
goes on with that? Okay, are these ghost glasses?
These are his ghost shades.
I'm starting to understand that... Oh, man. I don't like this at all.
Oh. Sounds like cats in heat.
Look out.
Sparks.
Baseball bat and glass.
13 sparks.
As you do.
House of 1,000 sparks. That's what this is.
Okay, already at this point, the reverse echo is...
Deafening.
Out of control.
Woo-hoo.
I don't see anything.
Bobby!
Is she wearing a scrunchie?
Naturally.
Oh, this is 2001.
I'm the ghost guy.
I'm Dennis Rodman.
I wish they had kept going with that for like an Abbott and Costello kind of.
No, because you're not speaking plain English. Say what you mean. So why didn't you do it the easy way to begin with?
Right.
Lillard. I like that his stupid shirt is poking out underneath his stupid jumpsuit.
Stupid 2001 shirt.
That just says power and light. No company, just power and light. My grandma scoot better. Is that what did you do on a scooter? You
scoot? I hope that was improv, because I would hate to imagine somebody writing that.
Oh, Ghost Unchained Melody, like Ghost, the Patrick Swayze vehicle.
Are there any lyrics to that song, or is it just kind of extended? Yeah.
Just drop your shit, kid. I like all the McFarlane toys.
Yes.
Product of the time, kids.
Yep. And there's Spawn.
This movie should have been a Spawn sequel.
I'm missing, like, the part that's, like, super bad. I guess it just apartment living rendered them easily amazed.
I have a bed. I don't understand. Oh, yeah?
Oh!
Here's the thing. If he had been harassing the office, you would think they would have done a little bit of research.
Yes.
And they would know his face.
Yeah, maybe know what he looks like.
Oh, don't, you stupid woman.
Okay, so I'm just now getting this. You can see the ghost when you put them
in. Oh my god, correct? You're a fool.
It ties back into Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I'm sorry?
Are You Afraid of the Dark? Where?
How?
You put the specs on where you see those guys in black?
Right? Yeah, I guess so.
I just want you to work with me, and I feel resistance. I feel a lot of resistance.
I'm sorry. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Every bad thing that ever happened to me!
Here comes a really great string of drool from Matthew Lillard.
Oh, boy. I'm pumped.
As I recall, oh, look at him. Oh,
don't touch me.
Don't touch me. But wait! There's more! The best line delivery in all of the Scream franchise.
And there's that angle again. The Breaking Bad kind of thing going on.
It's a fucking...
What?
Nope. Oh, it's there we go. Why do I remember that?
A very intentional decision. That wasn't an accident.
Put a little thickener in there.
Yeah. I think he may have just smeared saliva into his hair.
Where's the lawyer? Oh, where's the suit? Where's the suit? Who says that?
Ghost specs.
Oh, glowy writing. Well, now we can
see the glasses are just laying around everywhere.
Apparently.
Is he a baseball fury?
I don't think so.
Oh, I have a feeling you're going to pay.
Nice tits, he says to the killer ghost. What?
I don't know. I think it was a model joke.
Oh, yeah. Because she was a model.
Was it?
Do you know the history on all the ghosts?
No.
There's a great special feature
that
tells the story of all of them. They don't really tell it in the movie.
Right. Uh-oh. When concentric circles start spinning...
Now you just run.
Yes.
Also, the fact that that was just resting on petals, I would have noticed that, I think.
Yeah.
Said, huh, this is a little fishy. Maybe I should just take the bundles of cash and
okay, leave the bag. Are you watching this? He has
a full suit yes. on under that. Yeah. Yes. That's what I meant. Okay. This stupid fucking... You gotta see the thing. Oh my god, it's like a... It's red tiger print.
I wish they had just gone all out and gave him a bowling shirt.
Yep. Tommy Bahama.
Tommy Bahama? I was thinking like Dragon Ball Z, but...
Oh god. What do they call those shirts?
Bowling shirts.
No, for like when it's the Dragon Ball and like shit like that, it's called something different. Is it a club shirt? Rave shirt?
Neckbeard shirt, I think.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Tits.
I don't like it.
Nope. Here comes one of the best effects ever in all of moviedom.
Some more reverse echo? There it is.
Yeah, some more reverse echo. And whoop!
I remember this.
And thinking, what a cool effect.
I think I remember seeing it and being like, yeah, okay.
Love the glasses.
Yep. I like his expression.
And the only thing that would made it better is if he did that stupid little grin one more time.
Ugh. That's pretty well done.
I didn't know how they did it. Ugh. Brutal.
Is she disappointed she didn't get to use her knife?
Yes. Also, I think in her history, it's not a knife. It's like pieces of mirror, but for some reason she has a knife.
Well, maybe she fashioned a handle.
While she was bleeding out right. in a tub.
You know how when you're a kid and you just see some glass and you're like, I need to put these on.
Or when you're a kid and you're in a house made of glass and you think it's a good idea to ride a scooter.
Right. Well, there's a lot of questionable decisions happening. It's a horror movie.
Oh, it is? Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this. Here we go.
You're jumping through those glasses.
Now we can see what they see.
Oh, no, I like, yeah.
This digital fucking blood.
I'm touching my hair.
I had to get these seven strands just right on the side of my fucking head. Who are you showing off for?
She is like a major narcissist, isn't she?
Yeah. Well, she's Shannon Elizabeth, so. No. Who's next?
The upset mama and her fat baby. See, okay, this is like Event Horizon, but digital and crappy.
So, exactly like Event Horizon?
No, I mean that little effect.
Oh, it was built, spinning yeah, globes. That's true. This movie has a lot in common with Event Horizon.
Practical people, come on. It's for something like that.
Well, no, not for what it has to do later on.
Okay.
But maybe. I mean, they should have started practical, sure. Oh. What are you sorry for? You know what would have made this movie better? If they had waited and then released it now in 3D.
Yeah, yeah.
Or developed some technology.
Hey, it's not too late.
Ugh.
Goo. So
gross. Goo. I'm so... Here, I'm so ghost angry that I'm gonna make this turn to blood. Here, watch me. Why are you using my water?
My blood water.
My bloody water. Here we go. Now I'm gonna turn this to blood.
Slowly at first. Oh, shit.
Third one. Why? What is she doing?
I don't know.
There we go.
Classic Hawaiian movie trope punch. That nobody ever does, splash water in their face.
Have this Hawaiian punch that I made come out of the drain.
Hawaiian punch! I'm just splashing water in my face repeatedly.
She's hamming it up.
A little bit.
Are you kidding me, Maggie?
Maggie.
You had one job. Actually, you've had a handful of jobs, and you haven't been able to complete any of them.
We're not real sure what you do here.
We're going to have to let you go.
What is it that you do here?
Bobby, somebody called him. Uh-oh. Who's in the... down here, Bobby?
God, I feel like he's just going to buy me a Jaeger bomb and dance all night.
Because his name is Bobby?
Because of his hair.
Bobby Bottle Service. Nick Kroll joke, everybody. Friend of the show, Nick Kroll. She just said, "Don't come down here, Bobby."
Ooh. Was that Helena Bonham Carter?
I think it was.
She's kooky. Am I right? Bobby sucks at everything involving using his ears.
You gotta get my toe again.
What did he even say?
What's up? Ash Gaskin's joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Say hi, Ash.
Hi.
There you go.
We're doing a commentary right now on 13 Ghosts.
Oh, really?
She more, thinks it's a good idea.
More shitty Aramaic that you can't read. Oh, break it down, Tony Shalhoub.
It was written by Joseph Arimathea.
This is the stupidest.
What?
Well, why don't you do something helpful, Matthew Lillard? Weren't you in an orange... Jesus, weren't you in an orange jumpsuit? I'm glad... I will say that I've used that insult before.
What?
Well, Da Vinci, what part of that code are you having trouble cracking? I'm Dennis Rafkin. I've told you that several times.
He's on the Bills.
Are you having a straw with your coffee? Oh. Sorry, podcast.
There are questionable
audience.
Decisions going on in this kitchen.
as in this movie. Yeah, we record everything from a kitchen. Spoiler alert.
You weren't going to find out that later.
No, when you look at our fucking pictures, you can't tell it's recorded in a kitchen. That's the jackal.
Jackal?
Is that a jackal? Is that a jackal? Yes, it is.
Sound is... I can't get over the sound design. I'm going to keep commenting on it, because you need to keep noticing it.
Oh, the fucking terrible backwards.
Yes, someone just went to town on it. They're like, we've got a week to finish this movie.
Let's do it, gang.
And he just lost his mind. He was on the Matthew Lillard pills and just stayed up for 48 hours straight. 48 hours straight. I'm on the pills, too. I'm sorry.
For those of you who can't see right now, Ashley is just watching the movie at the door.
Yeah, she was about to go out
outside
for smoke,
I think. Oh, it's raining.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Good to know.
This kid can't enunciate. I'm having trouble, too, so I can't really talk, but... I mean, I literally
can't. Yeah, but you've been
talk.
On a meth bender for 3 days.
As I do.
Ectobar glass?
That's a thing.
He said ectobar.
It's related to ghost ecto...
rates? Rates? Do you understand?
Triquads? That's a muscle, right?
Your triquad. You got your delphines. You got your trapezoids.
Trapezes.
No, the idea is that it's not.
Bobby. Helena Bonham Carter.
Ladies and gentlemen, looking great as always.
Oh, that's, is that like the...
That's the best she's
the
looked
in years.
The sad
prom queen?
Yeah, she hung herself.
Right.
He makes a good point. Why are you saying stupid things? Stupid nanny. Really? Boom! The torso.
Goo.
Spectral viewers.
That was Dexter kill, I guess. Right?
Yes. Star passenger kill.
Oh. Had it coming. And what is that thing again?
That's his little stupid recorder that he records obituaries on. Yeah, he's a weird kid. He's a weird kid. Step with all the haunted horse bullshit! Hey, it's Bobby Bottle Service. Did he say there was a petting zoo down there? Huh? Didn't I? Nice shot.
Yeah.
Through the Aramaic glass.
Tony's a little sweaty, isn't he?
He's always sweaty.
He's a little dewy.
Look at him. Saddest man in show business.
Yeah. He's had a good... I mean, considering...
Considering what?
That he's he was in Wings, right?
Yeah.
I mean, generally people can't get past the first sitcom.
Well, then he did Monk for years.
Yep.
Then he was that alien that keeps getting his head blown off in the Men in Black series.
Poor guy. Shaloub. Can we make Shaloub a verb?
I wish. I just shalooped myself. Yes.
Shalooped it.
Now he's sweaty. Why is everyone sweating in this movie?
He's got that upper lip sweat. That's highly not good.
They painted that sweat on him.
He doesn't even know what kind of movie he's in right now.
Oh, now you're going to listen. No, he's not. Never mind.
Okay, did the ghost don't want to kill Bobby? Like, are some of them sensitive to the fact that he's a child?
He has to have his stupid glasses on. Oh, there's your mommy. Mm. Creepy. So she didn't die in the fire. She died in the hospital.
Or she died when Batman had to put her down. Because he was...
What?
She had two faces. So.
Oh my God, Cameron. You're a monster. I'm just stretching.
I'm
getting a little stretch in. Ugh. He used the force.
Are you Sirius?
Shut up, Matthew.
You know the scream.
That shirt is out of control.
The thing about Matthew Willard is not completely off the reins.
Jackal?
Fat baby?
Oh, fat baby, fat baby, fat baby.
Baseball fury.
The old witch. I know there's a fat baby, a little woman, an old witch. Where are they all? You and me.
A two-finger point.
That's official.
Yes. One-finger point, then three, then five.
You both said five at the same
time?
Yeah,
we did. Fate. Splitting up. That thing.
Ocularis infernum.
Seems to be getting worse.
It's the eye of hell. The ocularis infernum. That's Latin.
Agreed. What's the line with his eye, with the eyes in his hands and the Event Horizon?
I don't know, something. Whoa.
Doctore Oliopum.
I don't think that's right.
That's probably it.
Shitbag.
Okay, when you wear the specs, why do they disappear like that?
I don't know. Oh, yeah? Here it goes, there it goes, everywhere it goes, goes.
Old Cirrus had a glass house.
In a hole at the bottom of the sea. There's a jackal in a cube and a glass and a house in a hole at the bottom of the sea. There's a jackal. There's a jackal. There's a jackal at the bottom of the sea.
Yes.
Get
yes.
that figure up. Now see your death, which doesn't even come at the hands of that ghost.
Oh, really?
Yes. It doesn't come. It comes at the fucking hands of the juggernaut.
Well, how about that?
Spoiler alert.
I'm not a fat baby.
If anybody's listening to this commentary and hasn't watched this movie.
Or they cares.
I mean. Right. You need to reevaluate everything about your life. Are you mimicking or rewinding?
No, that was music.
Ah. I haven't heard anything since this movie started.
Right. You've mostly been emailing.
I've mostly been emailing back and forth.
Checking your LinkedIn, which I've never seen anybody do.
I don't even know what LinkedIn looks like.
Okay, it's blue.
Is it like Facebook?
I think it's a Facebook color scheme, yes.
Oh, the jackal's out. The jackal's out.
The symbol.
What's a jackal? Is it a jackal?
Well, then.
I don't think so. Well, funny you should mention that. Because jackal! Again, amazing design.
Her head is in a cage.
His, yes. That's a him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Something else that doesn't exist in this movie that exists in the backstory is that the jackal is not supposed to have a bottom jaw.
That would have been pretty intense.
Yep.
Don't tear... No.
Don't tear Chandler and Elizabeth's boobies off. Please and thank you.
Use your ecto punch.
Oh, okay, here she comes.
Who is this?
The chick from the fucking junkyard earlier who was with Bruce Jenner.
All right. There's also quite a bit of fake
slow-mo. Why don't
slow-mo.
You stand her up on her feet yes. to run?
Tatanka?
That's not how Tatanka's theme goes at all.
Right. It's close, I mean...
Indian stuff.
If it goes roughly this tempo,
then it's
and you just go oh, like it sounds about right.
I think playing the jackal had to be the most fun in the world.
I can get down
just
with that.
Just the most cathartic.
Yes.
Oh my god! If you don't stand her on her own two feet, I'm gonna scream.
So is it the glass itself or the writing
the
that
writing.
The ghosts don't...
It's the Aramaic.
Right.
Sanskrit.
Do you think she went on to be sassy in other films?
I've never
or
seen her
like
again.
The
I
dead
think
end
this
of
was
her,
sass. Yeah. Dead end of her career.
Hmm.
Poor Maggie. She could have had the world.
Yep. Well, she's as good an actress as she is a nanny. I mean, not much hope.
What?
If she was as good an actress as she is a nanny.
Oh, nanny. I thought yeah. you said as in Annie. She was a
right,
nanny.
When she was the little redheaded child that sang.
You know, they're making a remake of Annie with Jamie Foxx and Quvenzhané Wallace from Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Is Jamie Foxx the rich man?
Yes, he's Daddy Warbucks. Except it's like just Warbucks, or it's like something urban. Seriously, I mean that.
Okay.
I had heard that they were going to call it Little Urban Annie. I hope that that's not true.
Yeah,
that seems.
I don't think that's such a smart move.
No, I think that's a really bad idea. Really? That's where it's unbelievable?
Yes.
Nice nose ring. Jesus.
Look at that. Nose stud. Is she going to be the, like, a love interest for Tony?
Have you ever seen this?
I have. It's been over 10 years.
And were you under the influence?
I was under the influence of the reverse echo, as we've discussed. Plus those Matthew Lillard pills.
That,
Matthew,
yes.
Pillard over here has been guzzling.
Matthew Pillard! What? Okay.
I'll tell you what, this coffee's working.
Oh. Wait for it.
Are we expositioning?
She's gonna say it. Oh. Basilius made. Oh, they don't say the name. Never mind. It's the oculators.
I don't give a shit about any machine.
But how badass is that? Designed by the devil and powered by the dead.
Fairly. I mean, it'd make a good song by Blood Truck.
Blood Truck!
Designed by the devil, powered by the dead. Blood Truck.
These are just more lyrics for the song.
Blood Truck. Man, this is 2001 too, so new metal is still
a thing.
Yeah, I mean the Strokes are in there, but oh my gosh, slow turn.
Is he on the ceiling?
I don't know what he's.
Boy doing. On the ceiling.
He ain't blind. I don't know.
No. Nope.
Got nowhere else to go.
Nope.
Wrote myself into a corner.
I arbitrarily sang myself into a corner.
Can you improv yourself into a corner?
I sure can. They wasted an opportunity to do a cool spinny eyeglass shot.
It's like gritty techno.
Why are you blaming her? What did Maggie do? Well, never mind.
She's done plenty.
She's just terrible.
Perfect. Another dead end. Okay, so how much of this did Cyrus explain in his... If you're watching this video...
None of it.
Did he want them to die?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
You'll see.
Okay. Because he's still alive.
Correct.
Ah.
Alright, so since we're just going to spoil it and say that,
yeah.
Here's my thing. There would have been no time to apply that kind of makeup to fake your own death.
Plus, the only one he was faking it for was the
Matthew
camera.
Lillard.
Okay. That too.
Essentially.
Did you see sparks come out?
Yeah, there are sparks everywhere. This is a house of a thousand sparks.
This is an 80s rock video.
Where factories just made sparks.
Yes. So, put your motor in.
What's your price for flight?
Yes.
For finding Mr. Right? She said library. I just want everybody to be clear that she said library. I can't make this up, gang. That's what she said. Finally, back upstairs. All right.
Soinks!
No.
I was about to say, we're going to get a little bit of maybe funny dialogue.
Did we get the, did they already do the line about what happened to the lawyer? I guess he split. And then he split.
I would imagine that's already happened.
Okay.
It's good.
It's too bad. I missed that. Miss that grand opportunity for a joke. Waka waka.
Did you coin that?
Waka waka?
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing to say.
Matthew Lillard's mouth is.
Ha, she said it. We get out of this alive. I gotta get a pay raise. Wah, wah. You'd get a pay raise if you were good at your fucking job.
Yes. Let's think about our work ethic here.
Oh, did you find the kid yet? Good job.
Flares?
Oh, there they are.
Fat baby.
Oh, fat baby. Bam a lamb. Whoa, fat baby. Bam a lamb. Johnny mother had a child. Blam, blam, the damn thing gone wild. Blam, blam. Oh, shit. Ugh.
Goo.
Is it reverse echo cooing?
I think so. They were circus freaks, by the way.
Right.
Who the hell?
Who the hell? That's an expression, right? Wow.
Oh,
that's really going.
There we go. Juggernaut time. Oh, no,
drop the bass.
That's hammer time. It's hammer time.
What is
his
name?
Holy shit. The hammer. Oh. It's hammer time. Gotcha. God, I'm funny.
And...
But...
Ugh. Sparks. And some smoke coming up.
Well, no, that's from the flare.
Oh.
The Quicksilver flare that's at her
feet. Gotcha.
That can repel ghosts, apparently.
They don't like flares.
They don't like Quicksilver.
They're like big cats and hyenas and whatnot. They don't like the fire.
And T-Rexes.
Yes.
Ghosts and dinosaurs, same thing.
Baffled by fire.
And Frankenstein's monster.
Fire, bad!
Echo, bro.
R.I.P.
Huh?
R.I.P. Phil Hartman.
Oh, Phil Hartman. Yikes. He's the 16th ghost.
You boy.
If the estate of Phil Hartman is listening, I'm sorry. What is going on right now? Why are there slow brooding shots inside of this stupid fucking house?
Out of focus gears. We're back
this,
in here.
This is how the movie should have opened. Not,
are we wearing ghost glasses or not?
Not three-fourths of the way through
I need the
film.
Camera to fly through the glasses every time if we're going to be wearing them.
Right, though?
That was all completely pointless.
Yeah, that absolutely.
Was just
yes.
B-roll.
Yep.
They were like, it should go in the movie.
We're about... Well, shit. We're about 2 minutes off of 90 minutes. Can we do something?
Yeah.
How do you lose your entire family in a glass house? You better watch your fucking mouth,
yeah,
Lord.
For real.
Shaloub gonna lay the bitch slap on you. Oh!
Jackal?
Is that a jackal? About to get your shit torn up, Arthur.
None of the restraining implements on the jackal have been effective.
No.
I think that's notable. Cyrus is a noted adventurer. The jackal is a noted getter-outer.
Escape artist?
Yes. Some call it that, sure, whatever.
Yeah, but the proper term.
If you want to be good at words, then sure. Who is she? Oh,
the witch.
Is she a good witch or a bad witch?
I would think bad.
Mm. She wasn't in a bubble, I'll give you that.
Charles, what are you doing down there?
Nothing, I was just taking a text stop.
You got something
I should have
say,
taken the pledge
it.
At the beginning of this.
What's when is
don't
that?
Text and talk about movies. Shalope.
Shalope.
I kind of like to imagine that it's like the Will Ferrell Robert Goulet thing where
Goulet.
Yeah. Shalope.
Did it bip. Did it bip. Ghost in a house. Did it bip. Matthew Lillard went to the Nick Cage School of Acting.
Yes, I was about to say, this is what you might call iconoclastic. Oh, it's coming.
Bless you.
It's a kitty.
You remember your little kitty cat?
So, are these all malevolent ghosts? Is that the deal? Because
but his wife is one of the ghosts.
Yeah.
But I guess that's just part of the plan, is to have her, and then he's supposed to be the 13th.
Oh, so
spoiler alert!
12
currently. But they're trying, you know. Well, he'll count them off later.
That was an interesting thing there, because as Shaloub was talking, we were just seeing Lillard. Just the whole time, him not really reacting.
Man, he is saturated.
Yes.
And you gotta imagine that's getting into the cuts on his back. He's gotta be pretty tender right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it weird that I'm a little turned on?
Totally normal.
Totes normal. Totes my goats, Jobin. This house is a home.
From hell. Yeah. Well, it's powered by the dead, so.
Designed by the devil. Powered by the devil. Blood truck! Blood truck!
I was at the.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. That one had a head, though.
That's your wife.
The what lover?
Withered.
Oh, they said weird.
The weird lover. She's into some freaky shit. Now oh. She looks a little withered.
Prince?
Yeah.
The pint-sized funkster from Minnesota?
Why does... Oh, the pilgrimess. Boom. The Jackal and the Juggernaut. That's his Titan, but whatever.
Sir, sure, they're synonymous.
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 Do 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 do.
Synonymous.
Do 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 do.
That's our second Muppet thing.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, third, if you want to talk about his. Coat being made a former Muppet.
That's true. Hat trick. We got the hat trick. The see, Oculator's Inferno. He said it.
Nice.
The Eye of Hell. Drink.
New Latin? Is this kid dead yet?
Bunch of crazy white people. My God. Really? Every time they say the word hell or I, take a drink. That counts.
This is always my favorite part of the movie. Just lots of exposition.
Right, just trying to long, figure it out. Arduous exposition. Oh. Ugh.
Bummer, dude.
You gotta sacrifice your dick.
Is that Shakespeare?
Yeah, man. Oh, what a glorious night for dick sacrifice.
I don't like this.
I'm pretty sure it's from A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh. Good night, everybody.
Waka waka. Waka flocka.
Ooh. Let's, okay.
We're done here.
Yeah. Let's head back out the rabbit hole.
No. Let's get Shia LaBeouf in here to throw down some nose. There's got to be a better way. I don't read Latin, as if it's her fault that you don't read Latin, you stupid. Yeah,
it is. I need something I can set it off with. Queen Latifah, set it off.
Right, got it. Didn't we say we were going to go back through the rabbit hole?
Yeah, I guess I took a different a different little tunnel there.
For those of you who don't know, I just slapped Cameron's hand away from his mouth. Because sometimes on the show, Cameron talks with his hands in front of his mouth.
If you had this beard, you wouldn't be touching on
you're
it.
You're right, I would. I can't grow a beard. Have we ever talked about
You've
that?
You've got hellacious sideburns, though, which I can't do, so.
I guess I got that.
Yeah.
It's not good enough.
I can be Grizzly Adams. Let's you can
go
be
out there and find your kids. together again. You know, we just met an hour ago.
Let's get the band.
Because that's about how much time has passed. Right. This is pretty much real time.
Yeah.
All of this has happened in the last hour boop, of your
beep,
life.
Beep, boop, boop, beep. This tension music is highly ineffective.
Here's the thing. She's working with Cyrus. Why would she bring the explosives in the first place?
Some ladies are just like that, dude.
Some ladies are just packing.
Yeah.
Maggie, if you don't shut the fuck up. We're gonna carry this fucking giant pane of glass.
Yes.
That's lucite. Like, that's not...
That's ectoglass, my friend.
That's ectoglass. Shut the fuck up, Matthew Lillard.
It's 2001. Captain America wasn't even invented yet, so there. I like to see these leather pants. That's an interesting choice.
Just got my nails done. They intentionally gave her just the fucking shittiest dialogue.
I think in the script she just may have been named Black Girl.
Probably. Because if you are not familiar with horror movies in the late 90s and early 2000s, they didn't give a fuck about characters at all. Go ship.
If you were black, you probably said white ass at least twice in the course of the movie.
Have you seen a Ghost Ship? That's another one by this same company.
Oh, really? No, we need to do that one next. That's the one
where Gabriel Byrne in it.
Really?
Yep.
Gabriel Byrne. That dude's face is something to behold.
I wouldn't fuck with him.
No, sir.
No, sirree. Midsummer's Night's Cream.
I'm glad you're revisiting that.
Well, let's slip into the accent. That's kind of...
Now, what would we call Puck? What would he be called?
Fuck.
Oh. I thought it'd be maybe Richard or something.
Or Pud. Oh. There, he split.
I thought maybe we were going to have a split line, but I guess...
No, it already happened. Okay. The time has passed. The time for cheeky humor has passed.
The time for Reverse Echo is here.
It is here. It is now.
It is upon us. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You see what she's doing with her mouth? What are you doing?
Sandra open and closes her mouth in amazement several times.
I want the script so bad now. Because I guarantee that's in there. Girl, hurry up. My God.
Hurry your white ass up. There it is.
Yep. Well, there he comes.
The Titan?
Nah.
Titan Juggernaut?
Titan Knot.
Ah, Baseball Fury. So he's a prince.
Spax, the torn prince. Really?
I couldn't even understand what he said.
He's swinging for the fences!
Oh, right. Bum, 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 bum. Now, who else had a cane in this movie? I'm thinking.
Was it Matthew Lillard? Didn't Matthew Lillard have
Yoda,
a cane?
Yoda. Book slap.
Damn.
Still loyal.
Here's a question. Why is he still wearing the slashed throat prosthetic?
Well, I don't know. Oh, excellent question.
Like, he could make Arthur think that he was a ghost without wearing that.
Agreed.
What, is it because I burnt the roast? Cleta?
Greta.
He shot first.
But came second.
Mmm.
I don't know what I meant by that.
I think I have an idea.
I thought maybe I'd say it and it'd be funny all of a sudden.
But it wasn't?
No.
It was more creepy than anything else.
Indeed.
Because you insinuated that an alien ejaculated.
They probably just lay eggs. It's one of those deals.
I think Greedo probably ejaculates.
Oh, boy.
And that's what this show has become.
Right. Sparks. Oh, boy. They were really intentional about sparks, too.
There it comes.
Oh, hi, guys.
Oh, God.
He doesn't look that...
That what?
I mean, he's just a guy. Yeah, but I guess when he actually starts doing his thing, he gets scared.
If he was coming at you...
No, I'm with you. But okay. The spike guy is scarier.
Yeah. No, for me...
For my money,
the Juggernaut is still scarier, and I don't really know why.
He's a really strong... Well, again, they're wearing the ghost specs. Why does he keep disappearing? Is the camera not wearing ghost
specs? Why did his blood come out like syrup?
Because that's
blood
what it was.
Does not flow like that anywhere ever. It was already clotted coming out of his mouth.
Science, kids.
I put them in jeopardy. Nah. Said the twirly mustache villain. Slap. I really always expected to hit her. F. Murray Abraham. I was once nominated for playing Salieri. Now I'm...
All right.
Now I'm in this movie.
Oh, boy. Always with the chanting.
The chanting and laughing. Why?
Why then?
Tits. Yeah. Heaving tits. What with these ghosts?
Are they being tamed now? They're just like, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah, they gotta go do their circle-y thing.
Yep. Time to go.
No, shenanigans. I call shenanigans. She would have been called away with the rest of the ghosts.
She has to go. She's a weird lover. And she has to go.
I loved her more. Because you died in a horrible house fire.
Don't smoke in the bed. How many times I gotta tell you?
That's really what happened, though. Her hand zaps because she's not supposed to touch that stupid writing.
Right.
Why is she immune to all of the effects?
I don't know. She didn't spark when she touched it either, which is suspicious.
That's what I said.
She, let's just quit pointing out that I don't listen to you.
You're breaking my spirit, Cameron. Fetch the monk.
Again, leather pants is just an odd decision.
It just seems impractical.
Snap.
Terrible CGI, though.
Oh, boy.
More bad CGI. Look at that.
That's frightening.
Baba! Baba! Okay, here's a thing.
Yeah.
What he's about to do would have never worked, ever.
Is he gonna kick some ghost ass?
He jumps into this fucking circle and then back out with his children.
Oh, wow.
None of this would happen.
What's he gonna see to inspire him? Cyrus. Get a clean shirt, for God's sake.
You're a ghost, not a schmuck. That's that top-down view again.
Yep. Love it, love it.
Hate it. Count them off.
Get your motor ready.
Motor in. Butts.
Butts and butts and butts.
The firstborn son. Who starts counting with their pinky?
Solo. And...
Ooh.
Why
do they all look stupid when they're frozen in ghost face?
Oh, it was black and white because it happened in the past.
Oh.
Things weren't in color then, Mike.
I would have not picked up on that at all. At all.
Mm. Still just standing there, cane in hand.
Now you fucked up. You have fucked up now.
Ma! Wow.
Boom.
Good arm strength. Shaloub hits uniquely.
Overhand?
Yes. I like the hype.
Have you? Bobcat moment.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, my collarbone.
That's my clavicle. Oh, now it's going to get worse. All right.
Out of... See, but those aren't black and white memories, which is interesting.
Weird choices in this movie.
Yes.
The 13th Ghost! Oh.
Let me continue.
Oh, then they give her a rap thing to do.
Yes, yes.
This is the most racist movie of all time.
Oh, boy.
And the ghosts are gone.
They got bored. That's the thing with
but
ghosts.
But I would imagine that the ghosts would now just kill everyone.
Yeah. Including Cyrus, which I'm assuming is what happened at the end.
Yeah, I think they throw him into the machine.
I kind of see that happening.
Maggie, I know you're trying to help.
But that is not the way.
No, there we go.
Oh, dear.
Can you take me higher? That's early 2000s, right?
Yeah.
Can we get away with that?
Slicey slice. Oh,
there we go. And his children are covered in their great uncle's blood.
Yes. Uncle Blood.
Uncle Blood. Uncle Blood.
Oh, my blood truck.
That makes sense that Matthew Lillard would be a ghost. Where's the lawyer? Where's the lawyer ghost?
Hmm.
We got a Matthew Lillard ghost. Where's the lawyer ghost?
Ran out of money?
Not where,
I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
Where's the Cyrus ghosts?
There's a lot of missing ghosts. Let's just go ahead and throw that out there.
House of the Missing Ghosts.
Yes.
I don't know why I keep trying to make this House of a Thousand Corpses. But
I'm for it. I mean, it's okay.
Do it.
Just remember your platforming days.
Here's how the movie should have ended. Right here, he gets torn to bits
yes.
by this machine.
Yes. They're left as orphans.
and Slicey Slicey.
These kids are like a good 15 years apart.
Right. I don't think they're supposed to be, but come on, Shannon Elizabeth is not the age she's playing.
Right. She looks to be like early 20s.
And she's probably playing 18.
Right.
Here's the thing. There's no way he could have lifted, after everything he's been through, there's no way he's lifting both of the children and himself across this.
I don't know machine. If we want to get into logistics, though.
I do.
Like, it could get messy.
I think it's already gotten pretty messy.
Yeah. I mean, the house is now destroyed.
Here's the thing. The whole bottom of that machine just exploded.
Yeah. Maggie's okay.
Here's the thing. I completely ripped this off in terms. I really do. That shot.
Oh, the ghost all escaping, yeah. And saying, see ya. So are they going to kill out in the normal world?
Yeah.
Excellent.
They just let those ghosts go.
Matthew Loeb's okay with this.
He's, I guess so. He's smirking. Just smirking a little. He's going to go join the ghosts. Hey, guys, where you going? Wait for me.
I'm dangerous, too. I throw pills at people.
Call me Matthew Pillard. It's fine. Oh, look, one more left.
She didn't go, too.
That doesn't make sense.
I'm pretty now.
Why did the other ghosts go back to the way that they looked before they died?
Right.
Why did Matthew Lillard still have blood all over his face? And it would seem that they get to wear whatever they want to in the afterlife. Yes, yes. Why did Matthew Lillard choose the stupid suit with the red shirt?
He really dug it.
I guess so.
It's one of those things where he wore it one time and some random stranger was like, hey, I like that looks shirt. Good.
Like how in my MTSU ID photo, I look like I have Down syndrome, but Chad told me I look good, mm-hmm. So I did it anyway.
Yeah, and then he made it like your Facebook profile, your MySpace, I should say.
It was probably MySpace.
Yes. Your Friendster.
What was, though? Because right. What did you do? Wow. And then we have this music.
And you know who I really wanted to know? Who was the unit production manager? Like,
and the first AD. Why do they lead with these? How are there two first ADs? I don't even with this, Kalina.
Oh, boy.
Rafkin. Oh, my God.
Firstborn son. Oops. Oh, boy. The torso didn't really get to do much. I mean, he was one of the better ones, I thought. How would you define a dire mother?
You know.
We didn't even break an hour and a half.
No, no. It's like an hour and change.
Mm-hmm.
And then the credits are like 12 minutes long. So, we're done. We're going to stop with the movie. But, man, we did that.
I mean, it's arguable that we watched it even, because I couldn't really tell you what happened. But, man, was that fun.
Did you have a good time, Cameron?
I had an excellent time.
Well, we're open to suggestions for what you would like to hear next.
It's true.
But man, what a fucking shit show. I mean, it's a I mean, what, I don't know what I ever liked about that movie.
It's just a big shaloub.
Good night, everybody! No, I don't know, man. That movie, sucks a dong. You know?
I would just want to reiterate, backwards echo, I'm glad you died in the aughts.
Right, though?
That was getting old.
Holy shit. 13 ghosts. Man, I'm giving it 1 barrel out of 5.
I think that's accurate. On the entertainment scale, though, not on your art scale.
But here's the thing. Your artsy barrel scale. The only reason that it's entertaining is because you have to make your own entertainment. So, well, that concludes the very first bigger show at the movies with Cameron and Mike.
It's true.
It was fun. Join us next time.
For some other movie.
For some other terrible piece of shit. We're not going to do The Room. We're not going to do fucking Manos, Hands of Fate. We're not doing Troll 2.
Yeah, I was about to say no Troll 2.
We're not doing any of that. That's been done to death.
Indeed.
So if you got ideas that aren't stupid, send them our way. I'm just alienating our entire audience yes. right now.
Assuming anybody's gotten this far, they're all like, okay, we're done now.
I commend you for getting this far, and because you've made it this far, the treasure is in mailbox 732. You have to figure out the rest of the pieces, but look for the big blue house.
Man. I helped him stash that.
So there is
I didn't think that was the number, but okay.
Was it not? We'll get back to you. But that's it, gang.
See you next time.
Bye.